Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Quarantine Blues, what great musicians can do, even in quarantine from each other. And back with us now, we're so happy to have trumpeter, composer, and artistic director of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and Jazz at Lincoln Center as a whole, Wynton Marsalis, to talk about music in lockdown, including his upcoming virtual Jazz at Lincoln Center, Essentially Ellington High School Jazz Band Competition and Festival, which is celebrating 25 years. Hi, Wynton. So great you could make some time today. Welcome back to WNYC.
Man, thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you and to be here. How you been?
Hanging in there. Can you tell us first about Quarantine Blues and how you pulled that off?
Well, Victor Goins and I were talking about technology he was using with his students at Northwestern. This when we first went into lockdown, and he said, man, we should do a thing like this. I said, okay. And I wrote a chorus of blues, and I sent it to him. And then he wrote a chorus, and he sent it to Ted, and Ted wrote a chorus. And then we started to send it to different members of the band. And each person wrote a chorus. We're saying it's like the virus, and it's like the ideas of scientists who are working on it. And then we sent around again for each member to arrange their chorus for the orchestra. And we sent it to Todd Whitelock, our engineer, and he put it all together. And that was what it was, the Quarantine Blues.
And I really like the song, too. I happen to be a fan of composed jazz charts, not just soloing. And I really love the composition and the interaction between the sections there. Can you play?
Man, thank you.
Can you play live with other musicians at all on platforms like Zoom, or does the timing not sync up closely enough with the technology?
The timing doesn't sync up. Well, two people can do it if a piano player is listening to a person and just kind of following them and compensating for the sync, the time sync, but a group like a rhythm section, no. It's difficult to do it live. So, you know, with the time, with the different speed of different phones and platforms, it's not possible.
Yeah, that's what I figured, because, you know, I'm a jazz listener. I've actually been amazed at how much live jazz there is on multiple websites right now. But so far, everything I've seen like that is solo performance because people are isolating and those technical hurdles that you were just describing. So would you say that a music that depends so much on human interaction, as jazz does, is one of the losses for the moment from COVID-19?
Well, human interaction is a loss, so of course. But since so many people experience jazz on recordings, it is a loss for us, period. But like you take the jazz musicians that many people like, they never heard them play live. And those people who love to hear live jazz musicians and all the freelance musicians, and for us who are used to playing, yes, it's a tremendous loss for us because we need that interaction with people.
Tell us about the upcoming 25th anniversary year, Essentially Ellington High School Jazz Band Competition that I see people can hear for free. What is it in normal times, and what is it this year?
Normally, we invite 15 high school bands from around the country to come compete, playing music of Duke Ellington and other great composers of different eras of jazz. And we send resources to the winning band. We send clinicians out, and they come to New York, and we have a panel of judges. We call it a festival and a competition. It's more festival than competition. But we give out awards and prizes at the end. And we've had some of the greatest young musicians that are on the scene today come through this program. Now, because we have to be online, we've opened it up to be international, and we're focusing a lot more on the festival part than on the competition part. But you know, everybody wants to show their stuff and show who they are. It's going to take place this year from June 8th to 12th, and it's going to be streamed on jazz.org. And we have Zoom platforms. We're teaching classes. We're doing all kinds of different things, welcoming our alumni. We have 25 solos across 25 years where we show the best outstanding solos we've had in 25 years. And some of that stuff will bring tears to the eyes. These kids play so well, and then when you know who they were as time passed. We have a student composition winner that's going to have a masterclass for Ted Nash. We have essentially alumni at home recordings that they've done that's going to be compiled into a concert. That will also be fantastic. We have a cheer tunnel, too, that we're going to do virtually. Every year when the winning bands come through Rose Hall, we all on our staff gather around and cheer for them and play New Orleans music as they come in. We're going to do that virtually. We have a virtual jam session. We've already recorded all those tracks. so kids around the world can experience playing with our rhythm section. And then we have the performances, which are going to be the 18 American bands and the 5 international bands that will be on June 12th from 2 o'clock to far long after 6 o'clock.
At jazz.org. That's so exciting. How do you judge a high school jazz band in a competition? I know you said the competition part is being downplayed this year because of the circumstances, but do you have formal, you know, like formal judging criteria like they would for gymnastics at the Olympics or anything like that?
You definitely do. We have 5 or 6 things in our rubric. You'd think after 20-something years I can remember, but...
you could just like, say one.
Well, one is you soulfulness and spirit, then balance, rhythm section balance, the swing, then soloist. How well do your soloists play? Can they negotiate through chord changes and do they know vocabulary? Then technical things, balance, intonation, dynamics, more technical things, and then a sense of form and the order of the piece, the kind of the intelligence that the bands that they play with. So those are the basic rubrics, and we have different types of judges. So we all look at different things. Like Jeff Hamilton is a longstanding judge, fantastic drummer. And he's also very funny. So I'm gonna miss sitting next to him. This guy, he makes me laugh every year. We laugh, but he focuses on drums and rhythm section. So when he's picking solos, he picks the rhythm. I focus on trumpet section and the trombones, the brass section, and we will have somebody who's an expert on reeds. They focus on. We all focus on different things.
So I guess you can stick the landing at the end of a trumpet solo like you can at the end of a backflip.
you can. There are a lot of similarities. Just the only difference with the music is just the kind of the depth of kind of the memory you have and the depth of the understanding that you play with. But over the years, kids have gotten so much better than the first 2 or 3 years we did it. I mean, just the clarinet playing alone, then acoustic bass playing. In the first few years, we thought, man, I don't know about this. But now, they can play.
We have a few minutes left.
We have a lot.
Go ahead.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
No, you're going to finish your thoughts.
I'm sorry. We just have many more really good soloists that have vocabulary, good jazz vocabulary. They know how to play blues and understand how to play the music.
The great Wynton Marsalis with us for another few minutes. And I've been to various of your Jazz at Lincoln Center spaces, the Rose Theater, the Appel Room, Dizzy's. Appel is my favorite with the view of Central Park and 59th Street while you're watching the music. Amazing. Have you, or maybe you in conjunction with others in the music world in New York, thought yet about how you might bring live music back when the time is right in a socially distanced reconfiguration, or is that premature?
Oh yeah, we're considering it every day, talking about what other people are doing. We of course have to wait till the city opens up. We're phase 4 of the opening, so we're gonna be the last. But we have certainly. It's funny you say the Appel Room. I was just on a call with Bob Appel, and he was talking about that very. The last thing we talked about was what kind of festival are we gonna have when we open? And for arts organizations, this is budget time, so everybody's thinking about it all the time.
I want to extend my condolences before you go for your own very personal coronavirus loss. Some of our listeners know, some of our listeners may not know, that your father, Ellis Marsalis, at 85, such a great musician and educator in his own right, has passed from complications from coronavirus. Would you like to say anything about your father for our listeners who know you but not him?
He was just a great teacher, very sweet man, very good-hearted, the philosophical kind of person, very considered. He had a lot of students that he taught a lot to. And we were joking about coronavirus. I said, man, who do you think gave it to you as a joke? We didn't know he had it. And he said, what difference does it make? And then his philosophy was, if your loss of a loved one is not any more significant than anybody else's loss of a loved one. There's a tragic component to it all around. And my father also had a lot of underlying conditions, and he was very accepting. He did not express anger, and he was also not a fearful man. So he didn't have any of the kind of fear or anger around stuff, or why me, or he was very Eastern in his thinking and very at peace with life and with death.
Wow. And you're a chip off the old block in being not just a great musician. You could have just been a star and everybody would have been cool with that. But you strove to become a world-class music educator as well. Young people's concerts, what Leonard Bernstein was to a previous generation, and this high school bands competition, and so much else. So Wynton Marsalis, and coming up, the Jazz at Lincoln Center, essentially Ellington High School Jazz Band Competition and Festival, which is celebrating 25 years. It'll be free for all, streaming live at jazz.org on June 8th through 12th. Wynton, great to have you on the show again. Thank you so much.
Man, it is such a pleasure to talk to you. I look forward to seeing you when we can meet again.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.